Altar of the Lie. Inside St. Peter's Basilica in Rome is an altar called the Altar of the Lie. Its name refers to the story of Ananias and Sapphira, which is told in the fifth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The early Christian community lived a communal lifestyle, sharing their property. One day, Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property, but kept back a portion of the money that they received. Peter asked Ananias why he kept for himself part of the money he received. When Ananias denied having done that, Peter accused him of lying to God. Upon hearing Peter's words, Ananias fell dead. Next, Peter asked Sapphira if she and her husband had indeed sold their land for the smaller amount they had claimed. She admitted they had. Peter asked why she also lied, and, like her husband, Sapphira too fell dead. Behind the altar is a depiction of the man carrying Ananias' body out for burial. Jesus instructed the 12 to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. Mark chapter 6, verse 8. Jesus tells his apostles to travel light. Life is too short to be weighed down with excess baggage. The reason for traveling light is not because things are evil. I'm not supposed to tiptoe through this world and avoid the contamination of material things. A religion that believes in a God who became flesh and blood cannot have a negative attitude toward material things. A religion that believes in the resurrection cannot have a negative attitude toward material things. The reason for traveling light is not because I'm supposed to have some sort of pious discomfort with material goods. I am not. I am called upon to use and enjoy the things of the earth. So why travel light? First, the accumulation of things can get in the way of my relationship with people. Things are important. People are always more important. Secondly, concern for things bogs me down. My time and energies are consumed in acquiring or maintaining the things I've collected. My car, my boat, my lawn, all my stuff. I was created by God to grow, to move, to journey on the great adventures of life. The more things I pile up, the less I am able to move in this or that direction. I become less an adventurer and more a watchman. Jesus instructed the 12 to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.